The next day, the students of room 210 were wound up and would not settle down. They were not following any of the procedures they had learned and were ignoring all of the classroom rules that they made up. Ms. Scheinberg was ready to pull her hair out, and all of the noise was giving her a headache. When the class was at lunch, Ms. Scheinberg went to the school nurse.
"I can substitute for your class for the rest of the day. You need to go home and get some rest," Nurse Becky said.
When the students returned from lunch, they walked into the room to find Nurse Becky sitting at the front of the class.
"Is Nurse Becky our teacher now? She's the meanest person in the whole school," Sam said nervously.
The rest of the day was horrible for the students of room 210. Nurse Becky had them work alone for the entire afternoon. She gave every student the same book and wrote a list of questions on the board for them to answer. In big letters at the top of the board, she wrote, "There is only one right answer for each question." She walked around the room, looking over students' shoulders at their papers, occasionally stopping at one student, using her red marker to cross out an incorrect answer, and then just walking away. Instead of playtime at centers, Nurse Becky made the students sit at their desks with their heads down. By the time the bell rang at the end of the day, the students couldn't wait to get out of Nurse Becky's classroom, especially Sam.